Welcome to Living in Hi-Fi. I'm Steve.
And I'm Flissy. This is a podcast about records. Today's album is Christmas 2001, A Space Age Adventure by Flo Price on Light Records, catalog number LS5761, and this is from 1979.
So I can see from the sticker on the front of this that this is from Amoeba Records, and I think that this was during my second trip to Amoeba Records. I think this is the first time that we went to San Francisco together, and we went to Amoeba, and I think I picked up the Brian Wilson Christmas album, and I think you picked up this album.
Sounds like something I would do. It's $5.
Yeah, so why don't you tell us about this album, Pussy?
So on the cover, it has this epic illustration with signature, like, space agey kind of bubble font that has the title. And then it has this awesome illustration of some UFO landing with some children hanging out at the bottom of the frame with a dog and some sort of like pop, like mid-century modern kind of space agey buildings behind the UFO, which I'm like, wait, if they're landing on Earth, like, I don't know, they're landing in some like googie design city.
Yeah, it's the far future of 2001. Of course buildings would be kind of,
oh right, I forgot we were in 2001. Okay, yeah, that's totally what things look like back then. And then on the back, on the back it gets even weirder because it has this picture of Flo Price on the model of the Falcon Lunar Space Module at NASA in Houston, a picture of her with astronaut Jim Irwin. And then it has like a little blurb by Flo Price. And then it has this like strange like testimonial sort of letter from Jim Irwin, which I actually find like very sweet. But I also think that this is kind of misleading. Like these two letters on the back of this album leads you to believe that this is a children's album about like being a missionary to outer space. So like everything about this album would lead you to believe that it's gonna be terrible. And on the like the end of Jim Irwin's letter, it says, "Our Earth calendar is based on the arrival of Jesus. The heavens heralded the coming of the Son of God. We looked for life out there, but found none on the moon or in space. Perhaps someday you will meet space travelers like Maya, Orion, and CD2. If they don't know Jesus Christ, you will have an opportunity to be the first space missionaries. God loves the whole universe. I feel that God sent me to the moon so that I could return to the Earth to share the sun. S-O-N, son. Merry Christmas." So that sentiment is very sweet, but it's also kind of weird. I'm like, space missionaries.
Yeah, I know that when I read the back of this cover, I was like, this seems a little weirdly, like, I don't know, like there's some sort of space cult of, you know, I don't know. It sounded very weird.
Yeah, and it's just bizarre. So this is a children's album, and in fact, we'll find out that this is like a model of a production that you could put on at your church for like the children's programming.
All right, well, let's just get right to our first clip. And our first song is It's the Very Best Time of the Year. So let's take a listen.
The year is 2001. Orion, his sister Maya, and their robot CD2 are in Orion's Magna Space Module, cruising above the Earth.
Listen, did you hear what I just heard?
Yes, very unusual. What was that noise, CD2?
There is nothing unusual about that noise. It is called singing. The Earth people do a lot of it during their celebration of colored lights.
Shh, I kind of like it. Let's listen.
Yeah.
right, so I picked this song because I feel like this is sort of demonstrative of the weirdest parts of this album. But I think it's like listening to it through, I think I understand. I mean, understanding that this is a children's production, I think it is something that it's like you can imagine yourself going to see around Christmas time and, you know, seeing the kids putting on some sort of play. And, you know, I don't know, the whole sort of space theme is a little weird, but I don't know. I mean, I can sort of see where they're going with it. It's, you know, somebody who doesn't really have any familiarity with Earth culture or, you know, the Christmas story, and sort of giving you a gentle introduction. So what did you think, Felicity?
Yeah, and I, you know, having grown up in a Baptist church, and having volunteered as an adult with like vacation Bible school things, it's like people will come up with like all kinds of themes for vacation Bible school and like children's productions. It could be like anything under the sun. One time we did like an Indiana Jones theme thing. Like, I don't know. So it's not like totally crazy that it would be a space thing. I love the introduction about like, this is way far in the future in 2001, which of course makes me think of the Flight of the Conchords robots song. In your world, like, there's a Mr. Show reference for everything. In my world, there's like a Flight of the Conchords song for every occasion. The beeping sounds in this like bother me, like the high pitched noises, they bug me. However, that being said, like the production on this is like so good. It's like, I would say it's pretty awesome for being like a children's album. And like we are listening to this on headphones, I could hear like the vocals going from right to left. And in many ways, like this sounds like I mentioned, it sounds like it could be any children's production from like any year ever, but it would be a good one.
Yeah, I have to agree. I'm actually surprised by the production quality on this album, that it is, you know, it's very well arranged, and I don't know, the songs are well composed. I mean, they do sound sort of amateur, but well done.
Well, that being said, like, it's also designed for children to sing them. And, you know, in churches, it's going to be, like, not very much time to prepare and limited interest by the kids, you know. Like, there's no way to predict how adept or interested your kids are going to be in putting on this show. So, you know, it's simple, but I don't think it's, like, it's not bad. It's just simple. It's not even, like, overly corny. Yeah, that's good.
Well, so what can you tell us about Flo Price?
I really couldn't find anything about Flo Price. Like, I was able to find like a little bit on Discogs. She and her husband Bob did many of these recordings for children's music. Some of them were designed to be put on as productions, and some I think were just like Christian music for children. And apparently this one was popular enough to warrant a sequel, Christmas 2020, The Return of Orion and Maya, and that one was released in 1984, so you could conceivably put on two space-themed Christmas productions. And I can tell you a little bit about Light Records, and Light Records was founded in 1966 by Ralph Carmichael. And Ralph Carmichael was the son of a Pentecostal minister, and just about every man in his family was also a Pentecostal minister. His cousins, his uncles, his grandfather, all ministers. And so obviously that was a big part of his life. And he was a musician. He was hired in the 1950s by Capitol to do arrangements for Nat King Cole's Christmas album. And that ended up being a great relationship, and they continued to work together until Nat King Cole died in 1965. And after that, he did a whole bunch of arrangements for lots of different Capitol artists. And he also scored the music for the film The Blob, which is kind of random. So he is just really involved in music, and I believe he's still alive, and he is continuing to conduct symphonies. And in addition to this sort of secular music stuff that he's done, in the late 1960s and 1970s, he was really considered the father of contemporary Christian music. And during that time, he was really criticized for use of guitars and big band sound, which obviously was going to be a big part of his life. Otherwise, musically, he was really criticized for that guitar and big band sound in worship music. Conservative people were not a fan of that instrumentation. He wrote the song Reach Out to Jesus, which was recorded by Elvis in 1962. And he also has written a whole bunch of music for Billy Graham, including Billy Graham's films.
All right, Felicity. Well, why don't we get to your pick? What did you choose?
So I picked the song Make a Joyful Noise.
All right, let's take a listen.
Oh, I wish we knew how to make noise like that.
I do too. And did you notice they kept saying Christmas is here? I can't see it anyplace. And besides, what is a Christmas anyway? Do you know, CD2?
I am programmed to say that Christmas is the same as a celebration of colored lights. That is all I know.
I'd really like to get a closer look. Do you think the Earth people would mind?
I am programmed to say that Christmas is the same as a celebration, celebration,
oh,
celebration.
Oh, Maya, his voice track is stuck again. Would you hit the track switch, please?
Celebration. I have heard that the Earth people are very happy during this celebration. I do not think they would mind if you visit them.
Well then, what are we waiting for? Let's go!
See what you think.
This is my favorite because of the sing hosannas in there. Like this really, it's got a great Christmassy feel. And like I said, growing up in a Baptist church, I'm a fan of like hymns that have like hosannas and hallelujahs in there. And so I think this is just kind of it's got a classic churchy sound.
Yeah, I think whereas my pick was sort of demonstrating the weirdest parts of this album, I think that this is sort of the demonstrating like the best parts of this album. And I think it's a really good song. I think it's catchy, and I think it's really well done. So what do you think about this album, Felicity?
Like I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, like everything about the cover of this album indicates that it'll be terrible. It'll be like corny. It'll be like weird, like space evangelism music. But in fact, like the production is good. The story's not bad. The songs are, you know, they're kind of simple, but they're catchy and kind of cute. Like it's actually surprisingly good.
Yeah, I definitely thought this was going to be weirder and less listenable than I think it actually was. I think it actually was pretty good. I listened to it through a couple times for this podcast. I don't think we had ever actually listened to it after having bought this, you know, maybe a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was just sort of sat on our shelf as, oh, here's a weird novelty Christmas album. It's really strange. But it's actually, I think, I don't know. I mean, it's not something I think you would listen to all the time, but something you might work into your rotation. I don't know. So overall, yeah, I think I give it a thumbs up. And I guess if I come across Christmas 2020, I guess we'd have to pick that one up as well. So, yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I like it. And well, you know,
I'd like to hear more about this, Jesus. Wait a minute. I have a wonderful idea. Why don't we get our mobile time machine from the module
and go back in time and see for ourselves? Good idea, Maya. There's enough room for six. Can you come with us?
Well, not without permission, and Carl and Paula's parents are picking them up at supper time.
Is that sun bright or sun dark?
Oh, that's definitely, huh? That's sun dark, Maya, and we'll be back long before that, because when we travel in the time machine, no time passes while we are away.
I'll call Mom and see if it's okay while you get the machine. Mom! Mom! Yes? Is it okay if we get in a time machine and go to Bethlehem?
Is it what?
Is it okay if we get in a time machine and go to Bethlehem?
Oh, well, of course. Just be back in time to feed the dog.
Okay.
City 2, you stay here and guard the Magna. We'll pick you up on the way back to Plomatos.
May you all have a pleasant journey. Just be back in time to feed the dog.
Ready, Earth friends?
Step inside and on to Bethlehem, Earth Year One!
Now that we're back, you can visit our show notes at livinginhifi.com/episode/30. As always, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and our Instagram at livinginhifi. And if you have a longer correspondence, you can email us at feedback@livinginhifi.com. And next week, we have another special guest submission, this time from my uncle. And it is a Japanese pop album, Pamu Pamu Revolution. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
I don't know.